With SRN News, I'm Ron Taylor. The Syrian government has apparently fallen in a stunning end to the 50-year rule of the Assad family.
The government of Syrian President Bashar Assad fell after a lightning rebel advance. The head of a Syrian opposition war monitor says President Assad left the country for an undisclosed location. The official also says Assad fled before insurgents arrived, who claim they entered Damascus after a remarkably swift advance nationwide. The Syrian prime minister says the government was ready to extend its hand to the opposition and hand over its functions to a transitional government.
That's correspondent Andrew Stewart reporting. The fall of Syrian President Bashar Assad's government has brought to a dramatic close his nearly 14-year struggle to hold on to power and come as a stark contrast to his first months as Syria's unlikely president in 2000, when many hoped he would be a young reformer after 3 decades of his father's iron grip. Only 34 years old, the Western-educated ophthalmologist was a rather geeky, tech-savvy fan of computers with a gentle demeanor. Also at SRNnews.com, TikTok loses a major case.
A federal appeals court is upholding a law requiring the sale or ban of TikTok in the U.S. Concerns about TikTok date back to the first Trump administration.
It can't be controlled for security reasons by China. Too big, too invasive.
The ruling denied TikTok's petition to overturn the law and requires the company to break with its China-based parent company, ByteDance, or be banned in about a month. President-elect Donald Trump could step in. He said during the presidential campaign he would not push to shut down TikTok, but still considers it a threat.
There's nothing that's not a threat. But sometimes you have to fight through these threats.
TikTok and ByteDance are expected to appeal to the Supreme Court. Ed Donahue, Washington.
This is SRN News. Good news on abortion from the CDC.
According to the latest data, the number of abortions in this country decreased 2% in the year following the Supreme Court's reversal of Roe v. Wade. Also, the abortion rate decreased 3% and the abortion ratio decreased 2%. In every state where pro-life laws were passed, the total number of abortions and the abortion rate has declined following the repeal of Roe. Meanwhile, some states have voted to expand abortion within their borders. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Attorneys for a transgender athlete have urged the Minnesota Supreme Court to allow him to compete in the women's division at powerlifting events, saying he's protected against discrimination by the Minnesota Human Rights Act. USA Powerlifting rejected J.C. Cooper's application in 2018 to compete in the women's division of its events on the grounds that he's a man and enjoys strength advantages over actual women. Cooper sued in 2021. And a trial court sided with him, but the Minnesota Court of Appeals reversed that decision. A man has been sentenced to 22 years in prison for kidnapping a woman from Michael Bloomberg's Colorado ranch.
Joseph Beecher was convicted by a jury in August on kidnapping, carjacking, and firearm charges. Authorities allege that after losing his job in 2022, Beecher sought to kill the former New York City mayor. But Beecher didn't find Bloomberg at home and instead kidnapped a housekeeper at the ranch. Police found the two early the next day in Wyoming and rescued the woman unharmed. Jason Walker reporting.
The bombing of Pearl Harbor 83 years ago launched the United States into World War II. Two survivors returned to the Hawaii military base for a remembrance ceremony on the attack's anniversary. Both are over 100 years old. They joined active duty troops, veterans, and members of the public for an observance hosted by the Navy and the National Park Service. More online at srnnews.com. I'm Ron Taylor.